The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Oh, hey, Nate.
How are you?
Oh, so I'm cool.
Fresh off a long shift at work.
Yeah, fucking love work. Oh, so much.
Let's just address something right off the bat here. It's because of your work schedule and vacations and weird tapings in August, you're not on the Nate Darling Show for most of the month.
Oh, fuck. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so there has been no shakeup. She's still on the show.
We're gonna address those rumors right now. This is how this is awkward. I wanted to, this is my 2 weeks. Is that appropriate for podcast? No. Yeah, no, work schedule's been a bitch, and then we got sick. We had that one.
Yeah, you and I were both sick that 1 week, and then Ted is leaving the Nate Darling Show at the end of the month, and you've had work stuff that conflicted with everything. So,
gotta make that paper, guys, because you guys aren't shopping on Amazon enough. Pass the show on to your friends so they can know to shop on Amazon.
Yeah, every show on the network, this show, the Nate Darling Show, they're all free Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Look at that
at NateDarlingShow.com. So free comedy, everybody.
Free joy,
no cover, no 2-drink minimum. It's all free, and it's all for you.
Yeah.
And all that we ask is that you tell a friend about the shows if you're enjoying them, and that if you're going to shop Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then shop away. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps out the show. So thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you guys so much for those that have been doing that. I know my homegirl Rhea has been doing it, so I definitely appreciate it. And she's the one that would, she texted me randomly because she was behind a couple episodes.
Okay.
And she randomly texted me, like, we talk sporadically because she lives in the Bay and we just have that type of friendship, you know, like we'll randomly text each other when we think of each other kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
She texts me, you know, give me a C-list celebrity, I'll fuck with them.
Right.
And I was like, who's the dumbass that said that? She's like, you on episode 16. I was like, oh. I was like, shit.
Well, I mean, what people don't realize is on a normal Monday, you and I record 3 shows back to back to back.
Yeah.
So we're talking for 2.5 hours. We don't remember everything we say.
No. And I mean, that's not, you know, you have to take into account, I normally don't remember what I say anyway.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes like the really epic ones, I'm sometimes really hungover for 3.5 hours. There's only been a very few when I've been still drunk. No, have I been?
I know it.
So,
yeah. So there is that. So, although I do remember saying, and I think it was on the Nate Darling Show, that I am the Bruce Springsteen of sex.
Yes.
So that I do remember.
See, we all have our epic moments here, and they're all recorded forever.
Yeah, they're on every show that we've ever done, every Nate Darling Show, every Well Hung podcast, all exist on NateDarlingShow.com. You can search them. So it on the front page, it only shows like the last 6 that we've done. They're all there. There's a search box, so you can go back and search Well Hung number 1 and listen to the first show.
So
they're all there.
If you want to blackmail me or judge me some more, especially go to the earlier ones, because I definitely don't remember those, or you want to hear my whole entire life love story. Someone asked me today if I got married.
Ooh.
Do you see that on Facebook?
I did not. I was very busy today.
I didn't either. I go into work today, they're like, you got married? And I was like, I did. I can.
It's nice now that it's an option.
Yeah. I was like, wait. Yeah. So my friends got married and went to San Francisco. And one of her friends I just met that day, she, like, we're dressed up kind of like, I was like on the bride. I dressed more masculine, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, I looked fresh. But we got in the car and she's like, hey, let's take a picture. And I just met this girl, right? And she's like, let's take a picture. I'm like, okay. So we take a picture and she just writes like a post, like, just got married or like going to get married or something. And I just look at her and I'm like, wait, what's going on? I'm like, no one could see that like on my side. Like,
right.
'Cause she didn't tag me. And then I guess she took a couple other pictures that like looked super couple-y. And I just met her. She's super cool. She's really cute. Awesome. And then I go into work today. So you got married. I didn't know you were seeing anyone. I was like, neither did I. I had no idea. Wait, what happened? I was like, oh fuck. Maybe I did. I'm flattered that people actually bought into it. Like,
yeah, that's nice. That means they think that someone would have you.
Exactly. Super flattered because, you know, totally feeling like that no one loves me. But that's that's what I've been doing with my life. What have you been doing, Nate?
Oh, I've been working and working. And because I have a vacation coming up, not this week, because this show drops on the 18th. Not this week, but next week I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon for a week. And so there's a lot of stuff we've been working like I was telling you before we started. I've recorded, this is the 7th podcast I've recorded in the past 4 days. I've recorded a lot of shows.
See, this is what we do for you people.
Yeah.
And by you people, I mean everyone, not us.
You people.
I don't know who listens. So, yeah, this is therapy for me too. I actually look forward to this. Because, like, recording podcasts and stuff, and I think that's another reason why I've been so miserable lately, because I haven't had a chance to air my grievances in life. So I realized I probably shouldn't talk about my love life so much. Well, lack thereof.
Lack thereof,
but because I do say some stupid shit.
Yeah, we'll have guests to talk about that at some point.
Shit.
Sinead O'Connor, you know her from the 80s?
Isn't she the bald one? She shaved her head. She was doing, what song did she do? She did the
Nothing Compares to
You,
which is a Prince song, actually.
The fuck? She really?
Yeah, Prince wrote that song.
Oh, Prince wrote it.
Her one big hit was a song that Prince wrote.
Well, that makes sense.
She's written a lot of things, but she's come out to talk about your boy Justin Bieber.
Oh God, what does she have to say? She would be a hater though. Is she a hater?
Well, she says Justin Bieber is being sold on his sexuality. After waging an open letter crusade against Miley Cyrus's prostitution is cool style/message, Sinead O'Connor is back to talk about the sexualization of young celebrities. She told Magic FM, "I think that people focus an awful lot on the female aspect to this, but there's also the males, the very young male artists who are practically children or look like children who are also being sexualized. Justin Bieber is a great example. When he came along, he was only 16 years of age. Obviously, he was extraordinarily talented. So
someone acknowledges it.
So I'm not trying to negate that, but he was very much being sold on his sexuality. Britney Spears, of course, was quite inappropriately young to be sold in that way, dressed up in a school uniform.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
But I think that really people forget that the guys are going through it as well, and that's quite important. The children are being sexualized too early, and both male and female sense of worth is focused on the way they look and whether or not they are attractive to the opposite sex. Now, if this goes down the same path as the Miley thing, we can all expect Bieber's new music video to be a replica of one of Sinead O'Connor's videos, or maybe when she tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that...
That was her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I think, I don't know. I guess Justin Bieber. Well, Chris Brown, I think, was way more than Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was seen as a kid. It was like, oh, puppy love.
Right.
But now he does walk around super shirtless, but I think that's more for him to prove that he is a man and trying to hit puberty. Like, he's trying to grow that little stash and shit.
He actually put that on, it was on Twitter, but it was, he's pimping some other social media thing. And he took a picture of his attempt at a mustache.
Yeah.
And said, should I keep it or shave it? And I was just like, I don't give a shit, dude.
It's not really noticeable.
No. No. And to be fair, a lot of guys, including myself, at that age, cannot grow a mustache. It just does not come in. So you're just stuck there with whatever you get. And normally you grow like a goatee or something like that to sort of mask it so it doesn't look as bad. But yeah, a mustache when you're 19 is a tough pull, unless you're Italian. In which case, you're just hairy anyway.
See, so. I personally I guess I can't relate, so I have no empathy whatsoever. But I mean, sexualized, yeah, I guess. But I would say Britney Spears, that was pretty bad. Now, looking back on it, now that I'm older and, you know, only like a little bit more mature, but looking back on it, I would say that like that was pretty weird. But like, you know, as a kid for me, when I was growing up, I was like 10 years old saying, hit me, baby, one more. Yeah, that's not okay as a child to be singing. But this is the shit, though. If we're like being honest. Yeah,
I think at this point she was over 18.
Oh, was she? I thought she was 16.
I'm not sure about this song. But, yeah.
This is going to be the rest of the podcast, by the way. We're just going to sing along to this. Come on, Nate.
No, we're not singing.
Why not? Shouldn't have let you go.
Now, if you want something from earlier, it would be this.
No.
That sounds super early.
This is after.
Is it?
Yeah. Hit me, baby, one more time. I know Brittany.
Sorry.
Brit, call me. She's my BFF. Oh, remember when Paris Hilton had that show? Paris's new BFF? I like totally wanted to audition.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paris Hilton had a lot of shows because she had the one where she went on tour. She went out, what was it, The Simple Life?
Oh, yeah, with Nikki. No.
Yeah, Nicole Richie.
Richie, I thought it was like Nikki Hill. I'm like, no, she didn't.
No, Nicole Richie has a new reality show,
she's
too.
She's so relevant?
No, but she has a new reality show.
Which is?
Candidly Nicole, and I did not recognize her because they only show like the top part of her face.
Is she still like 20 pounds?
I didn't, because they're only showing the top part of her head. I don't know.
You can tell by the face, can't you? Does she still have no, but
it's,
skinny face?
It's literally like the top part of her
head.
And I'm not watching the show. I'm sorry. I have enough crap on my DVR and on my list. I keep up with the Kardashians. I know what's going on there.
I'm so behind.
I watch Dating Naked, so I know what's going on there. Stupidity is what's going on there, by the way. Dating Naked.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Dumb girl on Dating Naked. This would have been 2 weeks ago. She's got a bunch of tats, and she's got the blonde hair with the dark roots. And we finally had... It was on, like, episode 3 of Dating Naked... The first instance of a boner.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, they blur everything anyway, but she was like, it was really uncomfortable because he had an erection.
Now I want to watch the show. Here was the other
thing that was uncomfortable. The night before, she had already had sex with naked date number 2, the man that she described as a baby arm holding an apple.
Shut the fuck
yeah.
up.
That's the guy she ended up picking, by the way. Spoiler alert. She picked the guy with the giant cock.
Yeah. Wow. Cause...
So here's what we learned about Dating Naked. Women are just size queens.
I thought we knew that already.
No, not all women.
Oh. Yeah. My friend called me shallow today.
That's not nice.
I mean, I couldn't really not be.
Well, you call yourself shallow, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't
know. I just have standards.
Unrealistic standards.
Unrealistic standards. And then when I reach them, it's really not good for my ego. Really not good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing about dating. The last person, she was incredibly beautiful. And I think she was pretty. Like, I was like, you know, there's everyone can be pretty. Like, that's not hard.
No, not everyone.
Well, okay, everyone can try.
Okay.
There's a lot of attractive people in the world.
Sure.
So I'm not one to say that I'm shallow, but like, it was like definitely her personality. She was kind of a bitch, but I did like that. I guess I like people that are just very upfront and opinionated in certain aspects. But I think we're all a little bit, of course, I'm not surprised she would pick. I mean, if they're all like, okay, if everyone looked the same way, well, and this is Dating Naked, and one had the biggest D, then obviously she's going to pick that.
Not obviously. The whole idea behind Dating Naked is that you get past the physical.
You're looking at someone's, like, someone had an ugly vag. I'm pretty sure they'll be like, I don't know how many times I could look at that and do that without, like, not wanting to do that anymore.
It's only going to get worse looking.
Exactly. So you want to start somewhere. Like, I don't, there's a baseline. Wow, that just got worse.
Yeah, it did.
That just got a lot worse.
Yeah, so the really sad thing is the guy that got the boner, and they were doing naked yoga.
And
so he was like giving, he's like, yeah, downward dog, your hips just right. And he's like on the side of her, and his cock was tapping her on the leg. She goes, I get hit with it a lot of times. This show is so terrible.
Oh my god, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to watch it.
VH1.com, I believe they have the full episodes.
I thought
available.
They capped out at Tool Academy, but I
no.
apparently they did not. And thank you for not disappointing me, VH1.
No,
they did not tap out at Tool Academy. That was wow.
Yeah, Dating Naked.
I just love Tool Academy as their host. He had a lisp. It's not going to take him seriously. And he tried so hard.
See, I thought they topped out at Bret Michaels' Rock of Love.
Oh, and yeah, that was pretty bad.
When, and this is my favorite part of all the seasons of Rock of Love, and this is where we'll wrap up the show, because we've got to do a few. They decide to do the tour bus. So the girls go out on tour with Bret Michaels, and they've got their own tour bus. And they're in this town in the Midwest, playing a little Sinead O'Connor for mood music. And one girl is really sad because Bret wasn't giving enough time to her that particular day. And, you know, when ladies get sad, sometimes they cry. Sometimes they lay down somewhere and sort of curl up almost in the fetal position and just sob. She chose to do it outside, in a parking lot, on a speed bump. That's right. There was a blonde girl with big fake boobs, curled up in the fetal position, crying on a speed bump in a parking lot, because Bret Michaels didn't spend enough time with her that day. And VH1 continues to go further in the realm of reality TV.
I think that story was even better because Sinead O'Connor's like in the background. And he, like, I was just like hella feeling for it. I was like, oh my God. Like, I pictured this girl crying in fetal position with this music in the background.
They were playing like a sad Bret Michaels song when it was happening because they didn't want to license any other music.
I'm like crying like with her. I'm like, it's okay, girl. You can move on. It's okay.
And then they're doing the confessionals. So like one of the girls went over to like console her because you got to at some point. And then they go to the confessional of the same girl and she's like, I can't believe that, and I don't remember her name, so I'm going to make one up. I can't believe that Becky was crying on a speed bump in a parking lot. So it was that I'm going to go make her feel better because I can't just leave her crying on a speed bump in a parking lot. But later when it was time to talk about it, she was talking some straight up shit.
Oh, yeah. No, girls talk hella shit. That's why, like, all my close, like, girlfriends are like dudes. Like, we don't do that. Like, we don't have time for that. It's just so much energy. Like, if you see someone you don't like, you don't go, like, be hella nice and then turn around and be like, oh, my God. I did totally hate that bitch. Like, well, fucking mean girl shit. Like, you know, that's all true. Girls totally do that. I never really see guys do that about guys. I see guys do that about girls. Then again, girls also do that about guys, but they talk about something else, about how small their dick is or something. I don't know what they do.
Well, that's just bitterness. That's just bitterness.
I think you can't be friends you're in a competition with. I'm sorry. You just can't. If you're competing with them, you can't be friends with them.
Yeah. Well,
if there's one spot, there's not two spots.
There's only one spot on Bret Michaels' cock.
I can't.
Hey, do you have anything from Bitches Preach?
Well, I did tweet this earlier because, you know, I've been going through a rough time. I've been sad.
Hold on, let me give you some music for that.
I've been going through like heartbreak and I've been sad. So I realized that, you know, there's not I'm not gonna have any more bad days.
Okay.
There's not no more bad days, right? They're just gonna be trying days.
There is no try. It's do or not do.
No, I'm just going to...
I was just having a cliche off with you. I'm sorry. Go on.
But, like, you can, like, you know, for example, like, when I did this, when I first came up with it, I was like, you know, I'm not going to have any more bad days. I'm just going to have trying days because I was really, really sore because I did a leg workout because I'm trying to get this all sexy.
Sure.
So I can justify being this shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And, my legs were really sore and I was running into every like inanimate object possible. So I was like, I'm not going to have a bad day anymore. I'm just, you know, cause normally it'd be a bad day if you, you know, fall off a curb or like walk into a wall, that would be a bad day. Right. I'm going to just call it a trying day as in I'm going to try to suck it up and not be a little bitch. or like when I'm at work, I have I have really shitty customers. I'm not going to have a bad day. I'm going to have a day where I try not to bitch slap somebody.
Yeah, you're going to take control.
Yes, trying days.
Yeah.
To not be a bad person.
Follow Diana on Twitter at @bitchespreach. Follow me on Twitter at Nate Darling. And thanks for listening to the Well Hung Podcast. You have a great week. We'll see you with another one next Monday. Bye-bye.